Shalom, and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ki Tavo. This week's Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah where we must bring, according to almost all Rishonim, only Shivat Haminim. Certainly Minat Torah. There is one opinion which says that we bring it even not Shivat Haminim Midrabanan, but Minat Torah Shivat Haminim, and only in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that are grown in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah to bring Bikurim, the beautiful mitzvah of coming to Eretz Yisrael, being encouraged by people, other people in the country and other people in the city, standing up for the people who bring Bikurim, all the beautiful, beautiful symbolism and mitzvot associated with Mikra Bikurim come in this week's parsha. V'haya ki tavo el ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha nachala v'rishta v'yashavta ba v'lakachta me'reishit kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'atzecha asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach v'chulei v'chulei. The mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is mentioned also in Parshat Mishpatim in Shmot Perek Chav Gimel. The Torah says in Pasuk Yutet there, Reishit Bikurei admadcha tavi beit Hashem Elokecha. You have to bring your first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah describes that there are really seven steps to the bringing of the Bikurim. First of all, the first step is called Hava'at Makom. The Bikurim have to be brought to the Mikdash. It has to be done b'kli. The Bikurim have to be brought in a tena biyadecha. It must be brought in a container, a basket. The third component of Bikurim is something called Kriya, where the person who brings Bikurim has to say the psukim, according to the Rambam, has to be said in Hebrew, has to be said out loud in the Rambam Hilchot Bikurim Perek Gimel. And we say, V'anita v'yamarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha arami yoved avi v'yered mitzrayma v'yagor sham b'imtei ma'at, etc., etc. This is sounds familiar, because not only is it from Parshat Ki Tavo, but it's also, we read in the Haggadah, this is a discussion for a different time, but the limud component of Magid on Pesach night surrounds Mikra Bikurim. That we, the psukim that we say, the history that we relate, the fact that we didn't come out of nowhere, the nation didn't come out of nowhere, and these fruit didn't come out of nowhere, and Eretz Yisrael didn't come out of nowhere, and my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come out of nowhere. It's all interconnected. And that is what we declare when we bring Bikurim, and it's what we declare on Pesach night. The fourth section, the fourth component of the Bikurim is a korban shlamim, had to accompany every single Bikurim. The fifth component, there's a shir component, there's song component to it. In the Mishnah, in Bikurim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet says that the Levim have to sing. The Mishnah says, Higia liazara v'dibru ha-Levim bashir. And what do they say? Psukim that we know. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani v'lo simachta oivayli. Song! The sixth component, the sixth level, the sixth, I should say, step of Bikurim is Tnufa. The Bikurim have to be waved. And the seventh, so beautiful, and not necessarily known by a lot of people, is something called Lina, sleeping over. This experience of Bikurim is not supposed to be in and out. It's not supposed to be figurative. It's not supposed to be an ephemeral experience, but I'm supposed to sleep over in Yerushalayim. And I'm going to sleep, presumably, near other people, and I'm going to arrange my sleeping arrangements to be near other people who brought Bikurim. And we're going to talk about what we did, and we're going to talk about the experiences, and I'm going to hear from you, and you're going to hear from me. And all the such beautiful messages of Bikurim are related to each other. When we sleep overnight, and as we're falling asleep, and as we wake up, we think about and we mull over the whole experience of Bikurim. This is an experience that is intended to last a lifetime, not only after Shavuot and before Sukkot when we physically bring the Bikurim. Let's go a little bit deeper into the meaning behind the mitzvah of Bikurim and how, if possible, it is related to this time of year. I think that there are two opposite ways to approach Elul, to approach Rosh Hashanah, to approach Yom Kippur. I should say, if I could clarify, there are two opposite ways that people mistakenly approach Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Elul, etc. Two opposite mistakes that people make when they approach Yamim Noraim, Yimei Hadin. One way that people respond mistakenly, people react mistakenly, is to say, I'm fine, no need to change, everything's fine, complacency. There's a story that is told about a boy who met a Rebbe of his, who he hadn't seen in a while, and the Rebbe said to him, "No, so where are you learning?" So the boy said, "I'm learning in Eish HaTorah," and he quickly said, "But I'm not a Baal Tshuva, not a Baal Tshuva." And the Rebbe said to him, "Why not? We all need to be a Baal Tshuva." So there, one way that people approach the Yamim Noraim is to say, I'm fine, I'm not perfect, I make mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes, and Hashem recognizes that, so come on. Perhaps one of the reasons behind Bikurim is there to counter this feeling, this emotion, this reaction. And this is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Perek Achelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Tet. Tzchelek Shlishi Perek Lamed Tet, says the Rambam, that the person hushu lokeach sal al ktefav umodia chasdei Hashem ugmulotav lahodia livnei ha'adam sheme avodat Hashem hu sheyizkor ha'adam ito tzarato v'inyanei mitzukotav kishi yarchiv Hashem lo. That one of the meanings, the components behind Bikurim, one of the reasons the Rambam says here, is in order to invoke or create a sense of humility, says the Rambam, aval mikra bikurim yeshbo midat anava. Humility. You're not perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need in the world. We need Him. And I need to repair, and I need to create and recreate and reinvigorate my relationship with Him. Again, the first way that sometimes people mistakenly react to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc., Seder Yom Tshuva, is by saying, I'm fine, and perhaps bringing Bikurim from Shavuot all the way to Sukkot, and remembering it also over Pesach, at the Pesach Seder. We say we need humility, anava. And if someone were to have real anava, real humility, real recognition that they need areas of improvement, then there's no way that they could approach Rosh Hashanah and the other Yamim Noraim, etc., the Yamei Hadin, in such a complacent sort of way. That is one mistake, one error that people make in this time of year. There's another error that people make at this time of year, and it's literally the diametrically opposed reaction. And that is, I'm terrible. I'm nothing. I'm worth nothing. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu even listen to me? Why would He even accept my tefillot? Why? I have no way to get out of the hole that I've dug myself in over the last year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu surely doesn't care about me and doesn't want me to daven and doesn't want me to come back. I've thrown myself away and He's thrown me away. Perhaps a second understanding of Bikurim, a second reason of Bikurim, would counter this kind. And this is from the Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Taf Reish Nun, from Mitzvah 450, Mitzvah 650. From Mitzvah 650, the Sefer Achinuch tells us the following. It's the reason for Mikra Bikurim. Lefi she'adam me'orer machshevotav u'mitzayer ha'emet bilvavo bekoach imrefiv. A person, this certainly goes in line with what the Sefer HaChinuch says throughout Sefer HaChinuch, and that is that acharei pe'ulot nifshachim al vavot, that a person thinks and inspires himself and understands truth by through the way he speaks. When I say something, it becomes true to me. Al Kain says the Chinuch, Behitiv Elav Hashem Baruch Hu, Ubevarcho Oto, V'yet Admato La'asot Peirot, V'zacha Lahaviyem Lebeit Elokeinu. When a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done such nice things for a person, He blessed him with with land, and he blessed him with successful land, and he blessed him with fruit, and he blessed him with the ability to bring them to the Beit HaMikdash. Ra'ui le'orer b'divrei friv. He should speak, v'lachshov, and he should think. Ki akol higia elav me'et adon ha'olam. And there's more. V'yesaper chasadav yitbarach aleinu v'al kol am Yisrael b'derech klal. And et cetera, that this mikra bikurim, this component of mikra bikurim, is intended to be ma'orer within us the chasdei Hashem yitbarach. He cares about me. How can you say that he doesn't care about me? How can you say he threw me away? Look at all the chasadim that I have. Everything that I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, I made mistakes. And yes, I can improve. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me back. He wants me back. And that's exactly what we say of the Yud Gemul Midot, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun. We say exactly that. On the one hand, we say Hashem. We know that God is God, Kodem Achet. But the second Hashem is Le'achar Achet also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to come back. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that's why it's usher to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. How dare you speak badly about the Creator who made you? You mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make anything good? He can't do well? He made you? And of course, we know the Musar advice of people having two pieces of paper in their pockets. On the one hand, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. And on the other hand, Anochi Afar Ve'efer. That is exactly these two reasons, perhaps, of Bikurim. On the one hand, we have that there is an opportunity, there is a necessity to have humility, as the Rambam said in Mor Nevuchim. Anochi Afar Ve'efer, absolutely. Who do you think you are? You're perfect? Absolutely not. You got to change, and so do I. Improve, and so do I. But on the other hand, we have Bishvilini Vraha Olam. I'm everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol is waiting. Mitzapeh is waiting for us. Come. Shubu Banim, please return. And we have this recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. Imitz Hashem, we should all be zoche, number one, to bring Bikurim this year. Imitz Hashem, we should be zoche to bring Bikurim. And number two, we should be zoche to inspire within ourselves these two messages of Bikurim. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me and he's waiting for me. On the other hand, I still need to improve. I need to get better. And we should all be zoche b'yimei hadin when we incorporate these two ideas into our lives. Everyone should have, Amir Tashem, a Shabbat Shalom.